From fiscal policy to the politics of tariffs and agriculture, key issues for at least one major Senate contest on Election Day. In Montana, it's a clash between the Democratic incumbent, John Tester, and his Republican challenger, Matt Rosendale. President Trump travels there tonight for a rally. We have this report now coming from Anna Rao of Montana PBS.
The folksy conversation and casual food mask the rising stakes of Montana's Senate race. Montana's lone Democrat in Congress faces a Trump-backed Republican.
I see John Tester saying such nice things about me. I say, yeah, but he never votes for me.
And Trump is doing everything he can to rally his base against Tester, visiting the state three times in 3 months and sending Vice President Pence and Trump Jr. to Montana.
To have the President of the United States to stand up on stage and invite me up to stand beside him and say, I need this guy to help me because the current senator is opposing everything I do. That is an honor.
Well, I said since the president got elected, and every president as far as that goes, we'll work with him when we can and hold him accountable when we must.
Critical to the state's economy is the agriculture industry, farming and ranching, something both candidates have personal connections to.
Well, no, I should be home farming, to be honest with you.
Tester proudly displays photos of his Big Sandy farm in his office. And on his desk, photos of tractors. Many weekends, Tester flies back from D.C. to farm the same property his parents and grandparents farmed.
I'm a businessman. I'm a rancher.
Rosendale's office also includes pictures of his ranch near Glendive.
Redid the kitchen, and we're very, very happy there.
Tester is critical of Rosendale for calling himself a rancher when he does not own or sell any cattle.
Rosendale quietly scrubbed rancher from his campaign website.
That's right. All hat, no cows.
Rosendale says he's helped his neighbors herd and brand cattle, and while he does not own them, there are cattle on his ranch.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise today to talk about tariffs and their impacts.
The two are also at odds over Trump's tariffs. Tester agrees China and other countries need to be held accountable, but he's not sure this is the best way to do it.
We're already seeing the impacts in agriculture, where we export so much of our products, those tariffs can have incredibly negative impacts on farm gate prices.
The president is out there right now trying to make sure we get fair, that we get fair trade agreements put in place so that the consumers and the producers of the United States benefit from it.
Rosendale says the tough tactics are working, with Mexico and Canada recently signing a new trade deal. China, however, continues to escalate the trade war. Agriculture is one of Montana's largest industries. These issues are sure to play a role when voters head to the polls next month. For PBS NewsHour, I'm Anna Rao in Missoula, Montana.